It is great to be saved. It is great to come together to look at God's holy word to remind us of his great and precious promises. Topic of our lesson this morning is man's all, and obviously it comes from that passage that Brother Tony read us in Ecclesiastes. To fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. So I could just say, you need to hear, listen, repent, believe, and be baptized for remission of your sins. And if the lesson touches your heart, come forward. But you expect more from God's holy word than that when we gather together. So what do you think of when you think of fearing God and keep his commandments? Or what do you think of when you think of our title of our lesson this morning, Man's All? You know? Do you think that you have to write a book to be fulfilling to God? Do you think you have to have a certain amount of money in the bank to be fulfilling to God? Do you think that you have to be sinless in order to be man's all? We need to strive for that. We're going to look at some passages that are related to this passage about man's all. Our next passage this morning comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, back a chapter. Two verses, verses 9 and 10. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Now, obviously, each of these passages we're looking at this morning have a wealth of knowledge and insight on certain things and for us to examine ourselves. But the highlighted passage is the one I want us to consider thinking about man's all this morning. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. Who made Eeyore? Man or God? Man made Eeyore. For those of you that don't know, Eeyore is what? Donkey, right? And he's always moping around and woe is me and nothing can ever help me and nothing's ever good for me. And there's a whole bunch of light coming through that door and people walking back and forth. So seeing as it's not distracting me, I'm going to shut that door. Eeyore. Are you an Eeyore in the kingdom of heaven? I can't do anything right. God doesn't love me. Another day. Just take me now, Lord. Remove sorrow from your heart. It's part of your all. To wake up in the morning and be thankful and rejoice. To put away evil from your flesh. And you know what? Most of the time when we're in Eeyore, guess what happens? There's sin involved. Sin's besetting us. And it might not even be our own sin. Maybe it's the sin of somebody else. The sin of the boss. The sin of a co-worker. The sin of a brother or sister. The sin of the neighbor. The sin of the world. Jesus a few times said, Oh, Jerusalem. But I don't ever perceive Jesus as being an Eeyore. He recognized sin, but he said, I know where I come from. I know whose I am. I know what each day beholds. I'm a child of the Most High God. I have work to do. Remove sorrow from your heart. You know what? Tom, Brother Tom, can I remove sorrow from your heart? He says, I don't think so.
Let me see if I can remove sorrow from anybody's heart here this morning. The only way I can do that is share God's holy word. It has the power to remove sorrow from our heart.
But we have to walk by faith to believe in that. We're going to look at some passages this morning that mention that. Man's all is to walk by faith, not by sight. We got to turn to God. We can help each other, don't get me wrong, but we've got to turn to God. And we ourselves have to rise up to remove sorrow from our heart and put away evil from our flesh. Jesus said this, either make the tree good or its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Now, obviously, once again, folks, we could each one of these passages be a tremendous amount of insight for us. But and let me say this, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. So, women, you're off the hook. Not. Okay. Thank you. But you know what, folks? People go that. They strain a gnat like that. What says a man? Where's our heart if we were to look at the passage of Scripture like that, that it doesn't apply to women? Where's our heart? So what is man's all? To bring good treasure out of your heart, to bring forth good things, to do good things each and every day of our lives. Not only to those around us and to those that are strangers, but to ourselves. Am I doing good things if I'm an Eeyore? First thing in the morning, I look in the mirror, oh no. Because I still have some hair up here when I wake up in the morning. You know, when it's this long, Miss Hannah would get up and say, oh no. Just kidding. Folks. God doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. Man's all is pertaining to our hearts and our minds and our thoughts, even though it's very proper for us to look good, smell good, and represent ourselves in the kingdom of heaven physically. It's so more important for us to represent the kingdom of heaven from our hearts. To bring out good treasures, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. The next passage this morning comes from Acts chapter 17, 29 through 31. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Once again, commands all men everywhere to repent. Ladies, doesn't make you exempt. Okay? But the neat thing about it, we are the offspring of God. That's a great thing to be a child of the Most High God. Wake up in the morning, look in the mirror. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm an offspring of God, the Father, creator of all things, the creator of all good, savior of my soul, promiser, the example of love and forgiveness and kindness and all things that are good. God has given us this book of love. Yes, the history of mankind. Yes, there's do's and don'ts. It's a book of love. He loves us. He shared this with us so that we can live righteously and be happy and be at peace. You know, the divine nature is not like silver, gold, or stone or anything. And it made me think, I like the TV show in the Bering Sea, they're finding gold. I can't even remember the name of it now. That's how important it is to me. But they're up there in Nome, Alaska, and there's gold, and they get gold fever, and they go down and dive, and they learn how to dive, and they have these cobbled up boats, pontoon boats, to go out into Bering Sea, one of the most dangerous parts of the ocean in the world, on a pontoon boat, and they go out there and dive, and they look for gold. Because gold's that important to them. Now, don't get me wrong, they're doing it to be able to make a living, apparently. Okay? How many of us would go to work every day, out on the sea, on a pontoon boat, put on a wetsuit, hop in cold waters, and go down there and look around for some little stones? Well, obviously none of us, because we're not up in Nome, Alaska. Bering Sea gold diggers. But folks, can you imagine a drive of that? Can you imagine how what's so important in their lives, that gold is so important in their lives? Now, when we get up in the morning, is the most important thing in our lives that we are the offspring of God? That our sins have been washed away by the blood of Christ? That we are a child of the Most High God, and we start out that day rejoicing in who we are? Or do we start out the day like Eeyore? Oh man, I'm not in heaven yet. Folks, you think Jesus ever said that? Jesus did. There's time, you know what Jesus said? Let this cup pass from me. Potentially I'm tired of this place. Potentially I'm scared. Potentially, God, I can't do it on my own. I need your help. Even the Son of God asked for his Father's help. Same thing with us. We're the offspring of God. He commands us to repent and turn away from sin and ask for his help. My wife asks for my help all the time. And guess what? You sure you can't do that? We get in the habit, you know. Here I am, send me, is what a child of God should say. Now, that's reciprocal in our relationships with our spouses, okay? Shouldn't be a one-way street. But for us to be positive about it. How many times your spouse says something to you and you turn into Eeyore? Come on now. You made the choice to be there. Does God want you to be happy in marriage or unhappy in marriage? He wants you to be happy. And you know how to be happy? You include Jesus. You're not doing it for her. You're not doing it for him. You're doing it for Jesus. I'm going to win in Jesus. Commands all men everywhere to repent. Sometimes, folks, we need to repent of our attitudes against the people we love the most. Okay? We do. We do. It's part of men's all to be able to reconcile our closest relationships and deal most Christian-like in our closest relationships. First Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, it is written, "So let a man consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who with both, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. It is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Man's all. It is required that we be faithful if we are servants of Christ and we are handling his great and precious promises, the mysteries of God. Salvation from sin. Second Corinthians chapter 5, it is written, so we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well-pleasing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are well-known to God, and I also trust are well-known in your consciences. Paul writes this to the second Corinthians, into the second letter to the Corinthians. And if you noticed, almost all our passages that relate back to our original passage about the fear God, keep his commandments, for this is man's all. These are all reference passages, and most all of them have to do with the judgment. Having to answer for our conduct, our faithfulness, our confidence, our aim, our pleasing him, our ability to persuade men to follow Jesus. That passage is pretty convicting to me. Because is Eeyore always confident? No. No. Are we always confident, folks? We always thankful. We always walking by faith and not by sight. Do we make it our aim always to be well-pleasing to God? Is that my goal for each and every day? Do we show the love of God by persuading men? I know this passage says the terror of the Lord, okay? The justice of God, the righteousness of God, the love of God. All of those things, folks, should help us be able to persuade men. Are you known of God? Are you following him? Man's all is very all-encompassing, contained in this passage as we've looked at this morning. Once again, this passage is for mankind, and I didn't put mankind in there because it's not written that way in God's holy word, but it applies to all of us. To fear God and keep his commandments, man's all. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. Choose this day to be happy. To be joyous. You are a child of the Most High God. You've been saved by the blood of Christ. Say no to Satan. He's tempting each and every one of us today, somehow. Say no, put evil away from your flesh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Folks, it's part of our all to be good. To be good. All the time. It's man's all to be reminded we are the offspring of God. We have responsibilities, but we have joys in that. Joys in that. It was... Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Imagine, imagine. If I told my kids, hey, I just won the lotto, I'm a millionaire, I only won 50 million, so I'm only going to have like 20-some million by the time the government takes it back. You think my children might be excited? Do you think so? Huh? And if that happened to you, I know you got to play to win, blah, 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 blah. But I'm just saying, windfall, you just follow me with this. Okay? They would be happy that they're my offspring if I had a windfall. Folks, we should be that happy that we have a windfall of the blood of Christ, of the power of God. We're part of the kingdom of heaven. We are children of the Most High God. We should be that excited that we are the offspring of God. That's how great the kingdom of heaven is. That's how great and precious Jesus is. That's how great these words are to our lives. This book of love. Man's all is for us, all men everywhere, to repent. To recognize each and every day that we need Jesus. Because one day when Don wants to walk a day without Jesus on his own, guess what? I fall. And if I'm on my knees, I better look up and say, I repent. Repent's a continual thing, folks. It's just not a one and done deal. It's not. That's the neat thing about the blood of Christ. It's just not a one and done deal once you're baptized into Christ. Okay? His blood continually cleanses us from all sin. Have you repented lately of something? If not, you need to examine yourself and fall before God. It is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Are you a steward of the Most High God? Are you faithful in the things he's asked us to do? Be confident. It's man's all to be confident. Not prideful, not boastful, not arrogant, but confident. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm going to win today because I'm going to follow Jesus. We walk by faith, not by sight. We make it our aim to be well-pleasing to him in our life. And we persuade men to follow Jesus. Man's All, title of the lesson this morning. How do we fit in God's expectations for us this morning in the lesson? If you have not placed yourself under the Lordship of Jesus by being baptized into Christ, we offer that invitation this morning. If you need prayers of the congregation or you need to make anything right with God right where you're at, we plead with you to do that as we stand and sing the selected hymn for invitation this morning.